You made really emotive on the field. This is a person away from you. You made really emotive on the field. A lot of expressions at different times. Does that take the pressure of captaincy from you a bit? Is that because obviously it's a future?
I don't understand the question. Does that take the pressure of?
As a captain, you have to think of so many things: 10 men, 11 players.
Yes.
Your team is heading. Obviously, the pressure of winning. Is that being a true self on the field? How does that help take off the pressure of your shoulders of your head?
I'm always my true self. I'm never. Yeah, I mean, I've been given a job that I have to execute. It doesn't matter how I do it. I didn't quite relate to the question, honestly, because it's a very basic thing. I mean, you have to be your true self at all times. So, if I'm able to execute things in that, maybe yes, it does help me.
Tim.
The crowd will criticism, very excellent, really. Are you optimistic for the future, interest in Test cricket?
Definitely, it matters the kind of cricket that we play as a side. We're always playing for results, and that's something that the crowds always want to see. So, they want to see test matches getting to a conclusion, not ending in boring draws and stuff like that. Even if it's a draw, it has to be a competitive one. So that's something that the crowd wants to see, and that's the kind of cricket that we have provided. Over the past few months, and that's why we see so many people come in and want to watch this Indian team play, because they understand what they're going to get on the field, and it's not going to be the kind of cricket that's not going to take the game anywhere. It's going to be played with a vision to win, and that's exactly what the crowd wants, and that's why the connect is made between the players and the crowd as well.
Sanjeev.
मैं नहीं कह सकता मैं कैसे कह सकता
हूँ 18 जीत लगातार हासिल की नहीं आपके लिए और भारतीय टीम के लिए अच्छी बात है कि एक स्टेप और आगे गए बस इतने कंसिस्टेंट की कमी होती थी हर एक लेवल पे अच्छे बैट्समैन अच्छे बॉलर अच्छे
देखिए आप चाहते हैं कि जिस तरह क्रिकेट आगे बढ़े और क्रिकेट की क्वालिटी इम्प्रूव हो उसके साथ इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर इम्प्रूव होता है फैसिलिटीज़ अच्छी हो जाती हैं उसके बाद क्रिकेटर्स प्रोफेशनल होने लगते हैं उनका माइंडसेट अच्छा हो जाता है तो आप देखें अगर कि जो टीम में आता है अभी उनको पता है कि एक सर्टन बेंचमार्क है फिटनेस का परफॉर्मेंस का माइंडसेट एक तरीके का होना चाहिए तो हम यही चाहते हैं कि जब प्लेयर्स टीम इंडिया में आए तो वो मैच रेडी हों ऐसा नहीं होना चाहिए कि टीम इंडिया में आके आप एक साल तक सीख रहे हैं कि अभी क्या करना है तो उसमें काफ़ी टाइम निकल जाता है और वो प्रेशर कई लोग फेस नहीं कर पाते लेकिन अगर आप प्रिपेयर्ड हैं आप प्रोफेशनल हैं आपको पता है मेहनत कैसे करनी है आपको गेम के लिए कैसे प्रिपेयर करना है तो आपके पास बेटर चांस होता है परफॉर्मेंस देने का जैसे कि KL राहुल हैं करुण नायर हैं ये लोग सीधा टीम में आए हैं और आप देख लीजिए परफॉर्मेंस स्पेशली करुण नायर अजिंक्य जैसे बैट्समैन को रिप्लेस करना इंजरी के बाद जो इतने दो साल से कंसिस्टेंटली परफॉर्म कर रहे हैं टेस्ट मैचेस में और आके 300 रन बनाना मतलब उससे बड़ी स्टेटमेंट वो नहीं दे सकते थे अपने लिए तो वो दिखाता है कि आगे की जनरेशन हमेशा और स्मार्ट होती जाएगी और समझती जाएगी दूसरों को देख के कि कैसे किया जाता है और हमें क्या करना है इंडियन टीम में जाके परफॉर्म करने के लिए तो इट्स जस्ट एवोल्यूशन और मतलब ये लोग जितने यंगस्टर्स हैं इनको देख के कभी कभी हैरानी होती है कि मतलब कितने दे पिक अप थिंग्स वेरी वेल तो दे वेरी स्मार्ट एंड इट शोज ऑन द फील्ड बाय द वे दे प्ले
डीडी सर वन क्वेश्चन ओनली बिकॉज वी हैव लॉट ऑफ क्वेश्चंस टू टेक वन क्वेश्चन आई अप्रिशिएट दैट वन क्वेश्चन
व्हाट वाज स्पेशल अबाउट जडेजा ऑन द डे एंड जडेजा इन जनरल एंड डू यू थिंक दैट ही इज प्रॉब्ली इमर्जिंग आउट ऑफ अश्विन्स शैडो
सी जडेजा we don't we as a team don't think of these things at all that everyone's playing in Ashwin's shadow everyone when they're running in with the ball they want to take wickets for the Indian cricket team I think these comparisons and these scenarios are created from the outside world and That's something that we do not focus on. Jadeja takes a lot of pride in his performance. Obviously, as a bowler, he wants to pick up as many wickets as he can. But if you see, every time Ashwin has picked up wickets, the economy rate from the other end is not more than two from Jadeja. So Ashwin will himself tell you that, you know, Jadeja has played a massive role in him being able to make those breakthroughs, because there's literally no runs from both ends. And they bowl brilliantly in partnerships for us this whole season. And I'm really happy for Jadeja, especially with the bat, the way he's coming up. We've always believed that he's had the ability, but he himself is realizing it now, and he prepares really well to go out there and score crucial runs for the team. And, you know, he's been able to do that. So that for me has been a bigger positive. We all know how accurate his bowling is. But the biggest plus with Jadeja for the last few months, if you ask me, has been his batting.
Dilip. Captain, with all that leg stump rough, what made you wait 20 overs before bringing Jadeja on? Was there some other plan in place initially?
Well, we tried initially as well, but, you know, we created a lot of chances. Obviously, when you have a decent rough in front of you and two left-handers batting, you invariably will get the off-spinner going, because if he can ball, he can spin the ball from the stumps. And Ashwin created those opportunities for us. And you know, after that, it was a case of understanding that the wicket is slowing down, so we might not be able to, you know, get so much help from the wicket. So that's the time when we brought in Jadeja, because he has that extra pace on the ball, and we just wanted to keep hitting that area. And you know, he did it pretty well. We tried Mishra as well from that end, but we needed that extra pace on the ball. So it's all about figuring out if the wicket is playing nicely, you know, what are the areas that the bowlers can hit. And yeah, it takes a bit of time, I guess, sometimes, and you don't just rush into decisions. You see, you know, what's happening on the wicket and which bowler is bowling how, and then you make that call. And today it was luckily good enough, and we had enough overs to bowl them off.
Ali.
Nature sport is winners and losers. Do you have any sympathy for Zimran Rice to cook? Obviously, he's going to be attracting a lot of attention and pressure over whether he should continue in the role. Is that something that you feel?
It's not my place to answer. I don't think we were asked. He was asked this question last time we played in England. So, I don't think it's an appropriate question. Obviously, the emotions that they are going through, they can describe it better. But I'm in no position to comment on what he should do with his captaincy. He's played enough test matches and captain for long enough to understand what his mindset is like. I can't literally go into his head. Sorry?
I was more talking about sympathy, just as a word.
See, obviously, it's... I know, I mean, we've gone through that ourselves as a team. It's never, you know, easy to... Especially when you get... When you win two tosses, you get 400+. And then you have an innings defeat. Obviously, it's deflating for an opposition. I know what they would be feeling like. We've gone through the same as well in the past, so it's never easy for the team. That's all I can say.
But again about Jadeja, there always used to be this talk about him like being a bad wicket bowler, and he's more successful on those kind of wickets. But after a performance like today, I just want to get a little insight. Captaining Jadeja, he's like attracting the boxes all over the place, taking catches. Especially based on today's performance on a wicket,
really
not have that much.
Yeah, it's, so you have to see the kind of balance he gives the side. You know, we don't rely on Jadeja as a bad wicket bowler. He's a perfect bowler for any condition in Test cricket. He's accurate, and that's what you need in Test cricket. You don't necessarily need to have variations, you know, at your disposal too many. His strength is bowling a nice pace, not giving too much air in the ball, and making the batsman think about how long they can defend. And that's his strength. On any wicket in the world, if you're bowling that accurately for a long time, invariably the batsman will make a mistake. So that's what we always banked upon as far as Jadeja is concerned. And it's only when he delivers in a massive way that these questions start coming up, you know. We thought this about him. We as a team, we always believed in him a lot, that he gives this side the balance that we require to win Test cricket, Test matches. And especially in home conditions, it becomes much more lethal. But away as well, I think he's someone that can provide that accuracy for the team.
I take last few questions. Madhu, Neeru, GK and Amit. I'll start with Amit.
What do you say that in this series, you have picked most of the boxes and lost tosses, got two wickets. few players were injured, spinners getting wicket, fast bowlers. So basically, spin and overall performance were you guys in this particular series?
Yes, it's I would say it's a complete performance from the time we were put under pressure in the first game to coming back and winning the next four test matches. And coming from behind all four games, we lost three tosses, four tosses including Rajkot. And then winning three games out of that is very satisfying. So, as a captain, I feel it was a complete series for us. And everyone contributed at different times, and especially the lower order contribution is something that stands out for me, in this particular series.
Dave,
this
talk about the articulation of the captain and late in the day, because only the
day for the first 4 days.
Are you confident that the ball
was
A5 or was it?
Do you think that your ball is A5? It's a very tricky situation actually to give yourself 20 more overs when if they haven't bowled you out in almost 200 overs, you don't feel like saying, this guy is close to 300. I mean, it doesn't happen every day, and it's not like he's taking 10 overs to do it. He was hitting sixes, he was hitting fours, and he was getting us a bigger lead. So it was a perfect scenario where he got us to a stage where we wouldn't have batted again. And at the same time, we had enough overs. If the wicket was doing enough, then those overs are good enough. If we have five bowlers, then we should be able to knock teams off in 90-plus overs. And that's exactly what we did. When we've played abroad, most of the times the teams have given us batting on the last day with 90 overs and a target that's achievable. So it's all how you go about that particular situation. The good thing was that Karan really stepped it up close to his milestone, and it didn't take too long to get there. So it gave us five overs yesterday, and then today, this game is very unpredictable. After the first session, I'm sure you guys were not talking about all this. You would have said, oh, it's going to be a boring draw and nothing's happening. And then suddenly things happen, and in test cricket, a team can lose in one session, and that's exactly what happened today.
I'm taking last two questions from the
You as part of the management has been a big supporter of MLS, as if you got even Sri Lanka as a backup and that is led and end of year. Is it that impresses you about him so much?
Who's that?
Karun.
Karun, I've always felt, I've not seen him play too much in first class cricket, but I've seen him play in the IPL against world class bowlers, and he's someone that he always showed character. He's someone that could, pull the ball well, use his feet, could drive the ball well, could play with at number three when the ball is swinging. Spinners, he's very lethal. I've not seen someone currently in India sweep so well against spinners. And he's just a complete package. And it's very difficult to find guys like that which have such character when it comes to batting, and they understand their game so well at such a young age. So it's important to back guys like Karan. And we always believed he was always our number one choice as a middle order backup. And credit to him, when the chance came, just third innings, and he's done wonders for the team, wonders for himself as well. So I congratulate him. He's delivered what we expected him to. He's exceeded our expectations. everyone's expectations, but as I said, that shows his character at such a young age to understand his game fully. Hats off to him.
How do you look back at the year 2016, the disappointment of losing the 127 runs? Is it the victories in the test series and your personal form of 300 in the last 5 years? Is it compensated for the loss of 2016?
I think as a team, we've had a very good 2016, apart from two setbacks I can point out. One would be the one-day series in Australia, and the second one, T20 World Cup. We won the Asia Cup. We won the one-day series against New Zealand and India. We won all the test series that we played. And it's been a memorable 2016 for the Indian cricket team, and that's something that I'm very proud of, to be a part of such a good year, such a good season, especially with a team in transition, is something that we can be very proud of. But this is just the foundation that's been laid for us to carry on for a lot many years, and it's just the beginning. It's nothing that we want to achieve. It's not even a tiny bit of that. So we understand where we want to go, but it's been a very good start, and hopefully the guys can keep putting this kind of effort and take the team where it belongs.
Thank you very much on behalf of Indian Cricket.